Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
How about a fast fact?
Yes, please. I love a fast fact.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, my God. He's like a theme on the show today.
Has a younger brother named Doug.
Doug Pitt. Oh,
that's
hilarious. Is he good looking? Oh, that poor guy.
Who is a Goodwill ambassador for Tanzania.
Really?
And in 2011, Doug Pitt, Brad's brother, became the first American to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and descend by mountain bike.
Oh. How'd they get the mic?
I thought the same thing.
The
they
thing
must have
there?
Flown the thing. I don't think you carry that on your back, do
How
you?
How tall is Kilimanjaro? Because there's problems with getting things delivered or picked up from the top of
pushing
K1.
A bike sucks. So there's no way you push the bike. Right. But even carrying it is too heavy. You're not carrying that. Like, you know, strapping it to your back and how.
But Doug Pitt has some accomplishments. Just because he's not the biggest actor in the world doesn't mean he's not worth anything.
Doug Pitt, first American to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and descend by mountain bike.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
man.
Not as good looking as his brother.
Talk about bombing.
At all.
Yeah, I want to. Let's have a look at that. It looks like it's going to pop up any moment. I want to see Doug Pitt. And you said he's younger, yeah?
Younger brother. Named Doug Pitt.
Looks like it. Mount Kilimanjaro, 16,000 feet.
Yeah, they must have flown it up there. He's not ugly.
No, he's not as great looking.
He's not as good.
You're right.
There are some good pictures of him, but not that many.
Yikes.
Like Brad Pitt, there are no bad pictures of him. Boy, he does that thing where he sits on a rock with his, you know, doing the man spread and the hands folded.
Where? I don't see it. Oh, well.
It's like, that's a glamour shot right there.
That's a move,
that's
a, is it?
Yeah, that's like a businessman pick.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have
that's
a picture.
That's not a senior picture.
I don't have a picture of me on a rock.
You're not a businessman.
Oh, good point.
That's true. That's, yeah. It's a good one.
When Eggos were invented in 1953, they were called froffles.
Froffles?
Frozen waffles. Froffles.
Oh froffles.
People started
bad.
No, I like that.
Lego my Eggo.
People started calling them Eggos because they tasted eggy. Oh. And within 2 years, that was their name.
Oh.
The company just went, we can't fight the.
I can't believe people made up their own name for it. Oh, Froffles is hard to say.
The reason the Violent Femmes initially broke up was Wendy's used their song Blister in the Sun in an ad in 07, and members of the group got into a huge fight about it.
Oh.
One wound up suing another one, and they disbanded 2 years later.
Wow, took some time, but.
And then they went, you know what's really cool? Making money off those songs, that one hit record we wrote.
Yeah.
And going and playing shows. We should just sort this out and go do some shows.
My favorite thing about the one time I saw them was that they opened with that song and closed with that song.
They have other hits, though.
They do, but not that many.
My mother, I'd love to love you, lover. Come on, you know it, right?
He's singing?
Yeah.
Oh, he was with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, is that the one, though?
There's one other one, too.
There's a bunch.
Are there?
I remember being at Keggers
what,
in college.
Add it up.
What else?
Add it up. I would whatever that one was. I want to love you, lover. And Blister in the Sun.
Yeah. I only know the Mo Mama.
They opened and closed with Blister in the Sun, which was awesome. And they did like this really long version of it at the end because that's, you know, that's what they got. That's the one.
I saw them with Joan Baez and Bela Fleck once.
What?
Yeah.
You saw Bela Fleck?
Yeah. Yeah, and the opening acts were the Violent Femmes and Joan Baez.
Wow, what a weird lineup.
It was a weird jazz fest at in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
He's a banjo guy.
I don't even know what he does. I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's a banjo guy.
Jazz banjo.
Yeah.
There's an oxymoron
it's
for you.
It's crazy. It's surprising.
Doesn't sound awesome, but it is awesome. He's very good.
Well, he's known. That's definitely a name I've heard.
Yeah.
Zebras.
Oh.
They don't have black and white stripes like you think. They're black, covered in white stripes.
What's the difference?
What?
Like, isn't that, are they just black and white stripes? I don't understand what
the... Well, you just heard what I said. Okay. They're black guys covered in white stripes.
It's a fast fact.
Yeah.
I'm not really questioning it.
Yeah,
I actually don't think that's right.
What are you talking
about?
Because
I'm looking at a zebra, and they're definitely white with black stripes, if anything.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
Bob.
With you. I'm with Bob.
Look at their legs. They're basically all white.
You Bobby. Don't doubt the
She's
fast facts.
She's not wrong. Look at that. See, this is why I question the fast facts. Even like their belly is whiter, and then the stripes come over the back and taper down to a point.
You guys aren't respecting the fast fact. It's a fact, and it's fast.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.